Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Lech Lecha. That's Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Hey, and the pasuk says V'gam Lolait Ha'Hilchas Avram, also to Lait who went with Avram Hayotzaynu Bakar Va'Olim. He had flocks and cattle and tents. Let's see Rashi over here Pasuk Hey Ha'Hilchas Avram Migarm Shaisal Ezayis. Who caused that he had all of his wealth Halichas Yim Avram? That's going with Avram. Let's go back to Chomish Pasuk Vav V'Loin Asa Esam Ha'Arts L'Shevis Yachtov. The land couldn't have both of them together Ki Hayruchu Shamrav, because their possessions were great. And they couldn't dwell together. And why couldn't they dwell together? Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Gavav. V'loy nasa isam lahaisa yichal haspik merelim kneim. There wasn't enough pasture for all of their flocks. So back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin. Vayhi riv bein roi miknei Avram bein roi miknei Loit. There was a fight. There was quarreling in between the shepherds of the flocks of Avram and the shepherds of the flocks of Loit. Vaknani vaprizi azay shebarz. And that time the Knani and Prizi, they were still on the land. Now this pasuk seems a bit disjointed. So let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Zayin. Vayhi riv lefishai roiv shaloit rishayim. Since the shepherds of Loit, they were rishayim. Umerim behemtam b'sar sacherim, and they would actually bring their animals into other people's fields. V'roi Avram mechichma samal gazal, and the shepherds of Avram would rebuke them about all this thievery. V'hem Avram, they said, what do you mean? Nitna Eretz l'Avram, all the land is given to Avram. V'loi ein yarish, and he doesn't have anyone to inherit him. V'loit yarsha, and Loit is going to inherit him. V'ein ze gazal, so it's not stealing. But then v'akasav Avram, that's why the pasuk says v'aknani v'aprizi azay shebaaretz. At that point in time, the Kanani and Prizi, they were still in the land. V'loi zacha ba Avram adayin, Avram still wasn't zaycha to the land. So this was straight up thievery, and they were stealing all this pasture. So back to Chumash pasuk Ches. V'yemer Avram Loit. Avram said to Loit, "Al nati marifa benu benecha. There shouldn't be this fighting in between me and you, ben raya ben rayecha, and between my shepherds and your shepherds. Ki anashim achim anachnu, because we're brothers." Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Ches. What does that mean? Anashim achim, we're brothers. Kreivim means we're relatives. Amarish Hagad, and the measure says dem cluster panim. They actually resembled each other very much. And some farshim explained that Avram was afraid that people are going to think that he's stealing when really it's Loit that's stealing. However, Loit and Avram looked alike. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. Halei kol arts l'fanecha. Behold, the whole land is in front of you. He parted namalai, separate from me now. Im hasmel ve'imino, if you go to the left, so I'll go to the right. Vim hayamin v'asmeila, if you go to the right, I'll go to the left. And let's see Rashi over here, pasuk tes. Im hasmel ve'imino, really he was telling him, if you go to the left, I'll be on your right. B'chol asher teshev, wherever you are, lo yisrachik mimcha, I'm not going to go far from you. Ve'amoy l'chol magen l'ezer, and I will stand by you as a protection and as a help. And v'sof davar hutzrachlai, at the end of the day, he needed him. Shneimer says, v'yishma avram kinish ba'achiv, and the next aliyah, he heard that Loit was captured by the kings. Back to Chumash pasuk yod. V'yiso Loit as Einav, and Loit raised his eyes. Vayars kol kikar yardain, and he saw the entire plain of the Jordan. Kichula mashka, for it was all full of streams of water. Lifnei shaches Hashem es Sodom es Amora. This was before Hashem destroyed Sodom and Amora. Kigan Hashem keretz Mitzrayim, like the garden of Hashem, like the land of Mitzrayim. Bayachat Sayar, reaching all the way to Tsayar. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk yod, to understand the description of this whole area. Kichula mashka, eretz nachleimayim, it was full of streams of water. Lifnei shaches Hashem es Sodom es Amora. Haya oisim mishar, this entire plain was beautiful before it was destroyed. Kigan Hashem leilonas, like the garden of Hashem, the way that Gan Eden was described, that had was full of trees. Keretz Mitzrayim Lizrayim, like Mitzrayim was full of plants. Bayachat Tsayar Ad Tsayar, this means all the way until Tsayar. No Medrash Hagada Darshal Gnai. Medrash darshens this for the negative. Ashah Yushtufei Zima, since they were steeped in immorality. Bachar Loit Bishkunasim, that's why Loit chose to live with them. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayivchar Loit as Kol Kikar Yarden. Loit chose the entire plain of the Yarden. Vayisa Loit Mikedem. Loit traveled from the east. Vayipardu Ishmael Achiv, and each man separated from his brother. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Kikar Mishar Kitar Gumai. It's a mishar, it's a plain. Mikedem, nasa me'etzel Avram, he traveled from Avram, b'halach l'ma ravish l'Avram, and he traveled to the west of Avram, nimtzu neseah mi'mizrach l'mayar, but turns out he's traveling from east to west. U'medrash Hagad, and the Medrash says, he see atzmai mi'kadmayne shel olam. What does it mean he went mikedem? That means he traveled away from the kadmayne of the world, meaning he traveled away from Hashem. Amar, he said, yef shiloi b'Avram, v'loi b'alikav, I don't want Avram or his God. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, Avram yashav b'aretz Kenan, Avram dwelled in Kenan, v'loit yashav b'arei Kikar, and Loit, he dwelled in the cities of the plain, Vayal Ad Sodom, and he pitched his tents all the way until Sodom. V'anshi Sodom roim v'chatoim l'Hashem ma'od, and the people of Sodom, they were exceedingly wicked and sinful to Hashem. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'anshi Sodom roim v'afal pikan, and even so, Loit nimna Loit l'shkanei ma'im. Loit didn't prevent himself from dwelling with them. Rabbi Seinu lamdu mikan, and they learned from here, v'shem r'shayim yirkav. What does that mean? Roim, they were roim begufam, with their bodies, and v'chatoim, that was b'mainim, with their money. L'Hashem ma'od, yaydim ribainim, they knew who their master was, miskavim limribai, but they had intent that they wanted to rebel against him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudalad. V'Hashem Amar Al Avram. Hashem said to Avram, Acherei he parted Loit me'imai. This was after Loit separated from him. Sonei necherei, raise your eyes and see. Min ha'makom asher ata Hashem, from the place where you are there, to find of negma v'kedma v'yama, north, south, east, and west. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yudalad. Acherei he parted Loit. Calls Mancha Rashi imai. As long as the Rashi Loit was with him, hayadibur parshimenu, Hashem didn't speak to him. But now that Loit left, so Hashem was able to speak to him, and he told him, take a look around you, north, east, south, west. Back to Chumash first pasuk that's vav. He has kolos asher ata royal l'chad nena. For the entire land that you see, it's going to be given to you, l'zarecha, and to your offspring ad olam, for all generations. V'sapti azarecha kafar arz. And I'm going to make your offspring like the dust of the land. Asher im yuchal ish limnes safar arz. If a person is able to count the dust of the land, gam zarecha imana, so too your offspring will be able to be counted. And let's see Rashi over here, tazayin. Asher im yuchal ish, kishem she'i asher l'afer limanas. The same way that you're not able to count the dust, kach zarecha limanas, so too your offspring will not be able to be counted. Get up and walk the land, its length and its width, for it's given to you. And Avram pitched his tent, and he came, and he dwelled in the plains of Mamre that's in Chevron, and he built him his mizbech for Hashem over there. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the fourth aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.